be talking about the Mayans. And I'm your host, Ellie Byrne. And our first guest on the show is Shona Olsen. And she is going to be talking about Mayan books and numbers.
Mayans created their own way of writing called hieroglyphics. They created their own numbers. Number one was a dot made out of a cocoa bean. Do you know what number? What zero was it?
Was it a line?
No, it was a shell from a snail or a cocoa bean.
And our next guest is a mind farmer himself called Zaf.
Today I'm talking about what the Maya ate and how they formed. I use the slash and burn method, where you cut down a tree and burn it and use the ash for nutrients in the soil.
So, how do you find this effective?
I think it's effective because my crops are going to grow better. However, I can't use this method for another 10 years until the tree goes back.
So, thank you, Zach. Our next guest is Caitlin Elliott, talking about homes.
Thank you, Ellie. They made their houses out of mud, stone, wood and thatch.
Why do you build your house out of mud and thatch?
They used their materials because they used to get and easier to find materials to build out of the houses to make also make
on it.
It's soft stone and easy to build with.
Our next guest is Von Von, a priest going to tell us about gods
and ceremonies.
Thank you, Ellie. And today we're going to be talking about how I speak to the gods and how you can speak to the gods. And today I've actually got a sacrifice with me. Our sacrifice is going to be Ellie Byrne.
Well, I don't really feel about dying today, but okay.
Right. I'm going to let the listeners choose. You can either have head taken off, heart extraction, being shot through a forest, or being buried alive.
I think I'd rather run for my life through the forest.
Okay. But it's a great honour, so I'm going to have the farmer, the one who counted the numbers, and the builder to shoot Ellie.
Well, this is going to be fun.
Thank you, Ellie, and that's all for today.
Well, our next guest is Rachel, our archaeologist here.
Well, today I'm going to talk about how the Mayans disappeared. There are only a few alive today, and some of the theories are the war. One of them is the war, because some people think there was a great war outburst and all the Mayans were flushed together in the city, and because you have to wait 10 years for the farm to grow back, they ran out of food and fresh water. So many of them would have died. From that war, I'm going to go on the thirst. It's not just because of the war, the thirst. It's because they might have had a drought or something. Or maybe they might have had starvation from that same reason. The last one I will talk about today is disease, because they would have had floods which would have caused diseases from the mud and the ash in the soil, so it would have caused them disease.
Well, thank you, Rachel. And that's all for our day, guys. Hopefully I'm not going to get sacrificed again, but we'll be back next week about the ancient Egyptians.
Last thing.